This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
And we're going to start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's the Michael Mara Show with Michael Mara, Josh Schroeder, and Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show on a beautiful Tuesday. Hopefully it's beautiful where you are. Shout out to all our friends out in the Spokane, Washington area. I've done a meet and greet out in that part of the world. And we're thinking about you guys dealing with those horrible wildfires. And I hope everything where you are is going well. There are a lot of people that it hasn't gone well and have lost everything. It sucks.
I heard yesterday it destroyed the home of Drab T-Shirt's parents.
That sucks. Drabs,
oh, my God, really?
Drab's childhood home.
Oh. That sucks. It's, Catherine had an area in California. I forgot what the name of that city was. Beautiful old city up in the mountains that got leveled by fires. It's very scary. They made a movie about it, and it's terrible.
They can take over so fast. It is horrible to watch. Just the worst.
Was that the bus movie?
Yeah, the one where Matthew McConaughey is on the bus, you know?
Yeah, bus with the kids.
You guys ever use these things? You ever buy these things? I bought a bunch of them.
It's like command hooks, right?
Yeah, they're made by the 3M company.
Yes, of Minnesota, Mike. You know what? 3M was a company you went off on when we were building your studio down there. You hated 3M.
I don't like 3M still because 3M sucks. 3M is just... Yeah, it fell.
What were you hanging on it?
A hair dryer.
And a child.
And my son with a wedgie.
Okay.
Remove the red liner, press adhesive to hook. Remove black liner, press to wall for 10 seconds. Then, after that 10 seconds, is this microphone open? Hold on.
Probably.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yes, it is. After...
I know your problem.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me see. Okay.
Did you know 3M stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing?
After you hold it to the wall for 10 seconds, now complete steps 3 through 5.
Yes.
Temporarily remove the hook from the wall. Okay, so they're asking you, let's just be careful here, okay?
All right.
All right, here's the, this is the little strip that you're supposed to use, all right? It's one of these suckers. I peeled it up. That's the back end. Right. The red end that you mash up against...
The black side goes on the wall.
The black side goes on the wall. The red side goes there. And I don't know whether they have different types of adhesive or not. They don't give a shit. You know what I mean? So
I think they do.
Okay. Well, why do you think they do?
Because the black side is designed to not peel your paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's also designed not to stick.
Well, is there any chance, Mike, just throwing darts here, that when you installed the hook, did you rush the process?
No.
Did you wait all the time it told you to wait?
Yes. Well,
he is the only person I know that has read the instructions on that hook.
I will tell you that I not only read the instructions, but I followed them to the letter, which means after you get done, you know, you can't just peel it off, stick it to the back of the hook, stick it to the wall. Oh, no.
No, you
have to go, because here's what they say. Critical steps to ensure hold. So already, I think as a...
This is already way too important.
Right. As John Consumer, I already believe that I am being asked to do more than I should for this process. Temporarily remove the hook from the wall. Mm-hmm. So it's got a little doohickey where you can lift the hook up.
Yeah, it's got a little plastic piece that stays stuck to the wall.
Yeah, and by the way, as people would tell you at American University, I like a good hookup.
Now,
as
Mike,
much as the next guy.
This is no time for that.
So anyway, you're supposed to do that. Then, after that, you press the base firmly for 30 seconds.
Right.
So you got the initial 10 seconds, then 30 seconds, then you slide the hook back on.
Yeah, baby.
And you wait 1 hour for the adhesive to build.
Mm-hmm. Well, had you recently showered in the bathroom where you put it?
Sure sounds like a humidity issue.
No.
Could be a humidity issue, sounds like.
Because
I told you I hadn't showered recently.
No. But did you shower after hanging it before it fell?
Yes.
I think that's the problem. That's not made for in a wet environment.
Well, they don't put
that. You need to buy the wet strip, Mike.
They don't put that on their little command BS.
Well, they want you to buy it. They don't want you to know that.
No, but they do sell some that look exactly like that, but say water resistant.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
For those rooms.
Yeah.
He's a font of information sometimes, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, there was another problem that I had today.
And I thought you had a hairdryer that you sat under. It's a chair with a big...
I haven't been
goes
using,
over your head.
And I'm having a bad hair day today. Like,
I was going to say your hair looks good today.
Well, I'm having an off hair day, but the need for a hair dryer is because I've got lots more hair than I've had in the past. And so I decided that I'd put a hookup because there's not. I have a little tiny Carla's bathroom. We have his and her bathrooms.
Right.
Her bathroom is you could fit probably a good-sized Learjet in there and work on it and maintain it and get it ready for its next flight.
It's the size of a hangar.
My bathroom, you really would be, if you want to see the size of my bathroom, I would urge you to go see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. If they run it. It's that little small room they're in.
Yeah.
Your
bathroom is actually under a staircase, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like in Harry Potter?
Tiny.
Yeah, very tiny. Small, very small.
Like when I go in there, I'm like, I'm taking a shower. It's just like this.
So, and is your dryer, is it oversized? Is it a Conair? What brand is it?
The dryer is from the Cost company, and I got the $45 one.
Okay.
Brand new.
What color is it?
White.
Beautiful.
Was the hook for storage or to like hold it above your head so it blows down?
No, it was to hang on the wall while I'm not using it, so I don't have to put it up on the counter.
No, he has a vise on the counter to hold it. I mean, this is for storage.
I don't have a lot of counter space. That's why I wanted a hook.
No.
So in my stand-up shower,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is perfect for me.
Yeah.
I like it.
And you say that because that's where you practice your stand-up routines, right?
That's where I do all my – I test drive all my material.
That's right. You do a five-minute bathroom chunk, and then you're out of there.
What's the deal? What's the deal with that airline food?
And you've got all the arm holds?
I don't require arm holds, Josh.
Well, I thought in your environment they were probably standard in your neighborhood.
What do you mean in my environment?
I meant your neighborhood.
I live in a fucking hospital? Is that
what it is? No. I mean, you are in a senior rich neighborhood.
But I'm not in a senior neighborhood.
Right.
I'm in a neighborhood.
Okay, but some people look ahead.
Well, no, there are people that are in I'm not in a facility.
Okay, well, I know it's not a facility.
But I thought you were in a 55 and older community.
No!
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm misunderstanding.
No, there are kids all over this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Everyone just hates them.
Come on now. They are universally hated by some of the seniors and for the younger couples who are barren, childless.
That's sad, isn't it?
Unable, not for me. They deserve. I'm glad they didn't.
Well, no, but I mean, isn't it grand?
Selfish, nasty people.
Isn't it grand that the three people on this show have all experienced the miracle of birth?
I think it is. I think it's a common thread that we can all, relate to each other. Mm-hmm. Unlike people who, you know, Rob and I have had the pleasure of working with people who are childless, and they seem to be, well, I don't think I'm overstating it when I say that they are a tad self-absorbed.
Self-absorbed and selfish and sometimes medically challenged.
And
I mean, sometimes God above prevents them from procreating.
And another word that would fit in would probably be intolerant.
That's true.
Of little ones.
Well, of all things, really.
Thank you, Mark Ramsey, for the $5 super chat. We appreciate that. So in my little shower, maybe a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, I don't know, I had an issue with the handle that controls not only the water pressure, but the temperature. I've got a one-off that does that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have that in showers.
Very common.
And it got loose, and I removed the fixture from the wall, and I tightened it back up. And then as time
I believe listeners will recall this. It was one of your successes, a plumbing success.
Did you replace the, like, the little capsule thing in there or just tighten it up?
No, I just tightened it.
Okay. Mm.
As time has gone on, and I don't know why this happened, nor was I able to fix it myself, so please don't ask me to explain why things happen, because if I knew, maybe I would have been able to fix it.
Understood.
But as time went on, the idea of turning off that water pressure got more and more and more difficult. It was cumulative, and it started out okay.
For all people or just you? I mean, we really want to just be specific here.
Not only are you putting the railings in my shower, but now you're
hey, that was Josh. That was Josh. I never anticipated or even envisioned safety railings.
Is turning the water off about the same as trying to open a pickle jar right now?
If the pickle jar, it's tight, and it actually required a lot of pressure to the extent where right towards the end, I thought that I might break it.
Oh, I hate that.
By turning it. Yeah. And then flash forward to this morning, and it was loose. And hi, Eddie Irwoods, new member. Nice to see you. Welcome to the commentary.
Andy.
And it was loose, and then I decided I would remove the fixture itself.
Okay.
Now, I did this only after I was trying to turn the water off.
Right.
And it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I'll remove it and see if I can reseat it. And as I tried to reseat it, nothing. And I mean nothing was turning the water off.
So it was just still coming out of the shower head.
Of the shower head.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I'm
you just leave it. It's just always ready for you.
That's a fine idea, but I didn't think the water would
be. It's a water feature is what it is.
Like a fountain, but I'm not doing that. If
okay.
we can get by this this rapier wit comedy right now, I will tell you.
See what happens, Josh, when you bring up safety rails? He gets bitter.
I was really getting to a point where I was up on the clock, and I say to Carla, I said, honey, I got a problem in the bathroom from hell. I can't turn the shower water off, and I'm running late. You know that my mates do not suffer late arrivals.
Oh, yes, that's
or
true.
Or missed opportunities for the white egg, and I am not allowed to be late, and I'm not. And that's the way it ought to be, and no matter what your situation. So Carla says to me, thank God, she says, well, you know I know that plumber. And it whatever cell was damaged, I said, no. Oh, from her build out when she was doing her brick and mortar store.
Okay, all right.
I think that's what it is. He got over and fixed it. Now, when I went and just tested it before the show, when you turn it on, there's literally no effort at all. It just goes.
Probably the way it was when it was installed. It's
probably the
same,
the way it should. Yeah.
The same handle. He just probably replaced the cartridge. Probably.
Everything the same. Mm-hmm. And I will not, as my father used to say, God rest his soul, I will not be monkeying with it.
Yes. That's a great,
don't monkey
that is
with that.
Such a great verb.
Don't monkey with that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of times, did your dad use it as a warning? Because I used to get it as a warning. Don't monkey with that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, don't you monkey with that. Don't monkey with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, are you calling me a monkey? And I'd look at my father and I'd say, hey, asshole.
No,
are you
never
calling me?
Said
no,
that.
I didn't.
You
no.
Pick a fight with him?
No. That's my own kid that does that to his mother and says, F you, like this morning.
Oh, what precipitated that? That's next
getting,
level stuff.
Hopefully, getting the phone taken away.
Yeah, there'll be there's a point. The issue has been addressed.
Okay.
First thing
did
in the morning.
Did Carla deserve it?
Boy, you know she's not listening right now.
I'm just guessing.
You
I don't
would
know.
Be in so much trouble.
I know.
Right
well, she
now.
Would call.
She would call you after that. That's it. Yeah. So
I'm just monkeying with you, Carla.
Just monkeying with you. It's where it is right now. I don't know what's going to happen, and I think it's fine. And I just don't know how much it costs me. But that's all there is.
Do you have a water softener in your home?
No, there might have been. There
was
in the old
problem.
House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a Florida problem where that lime messes with all the fixtures in your
normally
home.
When you have proximity to ocean water, the water is soft, though. like in a beach town, the water is soft, hard to rinse the soap off.
I have never, all I know about water softeners is that in my hometown, growing up when we were kids, my mom and dad bought one for our house.
Yeah.
And I remember just the cluster F of big barrels that were in the basement and that you had to pour like what, rock salt something like that. And it was like the water was, you'd put soap in your hair and it would never come out.
Yeah.
And I like to get the squeaky, you know what I mean? Well, that's what I tell Carla all the time. Before you go to work, can I get the squeaky?
Yeah, now you know who's not listening.
Can I get the squeaky?
Now, the water softener we never had, we had a stool softener, but that's not the same.
Yes, Mark Ramsey, he is pushing it. And believe me, I know. Thank you, James Malloy, for the $10 super chat. My water is like Jell-O. Do you guys have soft water? Either one of you, you have a water softener?
My water feels perfect. It feels exactly the way it ought to.
Well, and I don't think you need a water softener up north. I really think it's a Florida thing. I haven't had to deal with it until moving down here.
I haven't either.
All that white around the clogs the holes in your shower and stuff.
Yeah, my water comes from the Potomac and it is perfect, although tan in color. It's beige.
And a slight smell.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's rerouted from the Potomac to Rob's domicile.
Well, what they do is they run it through a sieve. That's how they filter it. It's like a colander if you're making spaghetti, but it's also drinking water.
In a perfect world, as AI develops, we will have video that would be, do we have that video of Rob's water being prepared? And then, just go to a standby clip from Dirty Jobs or something like that.
Well, if you've ever bought gravy at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Exactly.
That's what my water looks like.
I had something show up on my feed that was a guy went to, I believe it's Peru, and he went up to where this mining camp is. It's not a mining camp. It's a mining town.
Okay.
And it is just extraordinarily dangerous, and they shoot each other up there in the mining town,
The
water is contaminated with the mining waste, and it's just horrible. And, and just there's prostitution on the streets. The people are in abject poverty.
I would have
poverty.
To imagine the prostitutes are not hygienic.
They, the way I understood it.
I assume it's a gold mine.
It's a gold mine, and they use mercury. I think it's one of the chemicals they use for getting the gold. I have no idea.
Wow.
And then the.
Fun to play with, but very dangerous.
The payment is they have to work a certain number of days, and then they get to mine for the gold on their own one day or something like that, and they get to keep it. That's their pay.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
I have a question. While we were that was sort of off topic, and when you're in your car by yourself, do you ever like imagine a joke or something that makes you laugh?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay,
yeah.
I had one today. I was listening to the local news station, and they were talking about the requirement of putting baby changing stations in all bathrooms, including men's rooms. And that was the deal because a lot of time men don't have the ability to change the diaper on a baby. And people
Why
are
not?
Fighting.
You knew how to do it.
Yeah, I did.
I did too. I changed it.
But they I'm talking about the, in
they
the stations.
Need to have the little fold-down
gas stations. Yeah. All right.
So they kept saying
in a men's room.
And then I started thinking of like a big top 40 announcer saying, "We are your baby changing station."
That's dangerously close to Scott Shannon right
it
there.
It is, but it was enough that I was driving in my car, talking to myself and making myself laugh. I'm glad to know you can make yourself laugh too.
So good. Oh, 100%. And in moments that are not necessarily appropriate either, And then if my son's with me, you've been there, right? I'm sure you've been there with Carrie and Josh.
Yeah.
You've probably been there with Kelly, where you'll be looking at them and you'll be going like this.
Yeah.
And, they'll look over at somebody and, somebody's just ripe for the picking.
Carrie is the absolute Dom, grand dame of making fun of people.
She's got that natural schadenfreude that she possesses.
We had a code when we were dating. If we saw someone who was ripe for being made fun of in a public place, we would say, uh-oh. And that means you had to prick up your actual observation skills to watch the person.
There are always opportunities. But getting back to the whole plumbing situation, I believe I'm fine now. Everything's okay.
It sounds like you've actually improved your scenario.
I have with the plumber. Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you just have to get a professional.
Did you see the plumber or was he?
My little man. My little man handled the whole. Carla was at work and I was at play. Okay. And he was here and he's doing his job. My son, this summer, is putting away some decent amounts of money with his buddy Nick as they have a power washing trash barrel business that they now get these things done in like 15 minutes and they're good at it and they just have all the right cleaning supplies.
Have you watched them at work? I have a couple questions.
I don't think I ever have. I've seen the aftermath and I've seen, like when I pulled into the community today, I saw the power washer and he's doing that and, you know, it's just like...
Does he use soap or just water pressure to clean them?
He uses soap. He uses detergent and water pressure.
This is a big deal then.
Well, because, you know, the water pressure isn't going to get, you know, that that nice little scent that you want. I mean, if you want to clean.
Yes. And how much are you leasing the power washer to him for?
I am not. I am, but Josh, I will say this. It's not as though I do not claim ownership of that tool. Right. That is mine. And I remind him that when it's over... if there are a day or two, if he's going out the next day, I will let him have it under the overhang and he will be able to keep it outside. However, if that thing is not going to be at rest for a day or longer, that goes back into the little, you know, plastic shed that so many people have. You know?
That is taking care of your tools. You need to do that. Is it an electric or a gas-powered one?
It is an electric, and it is from the a company that I am more than willing to endorse on this show, even though I am not a compensated spokesperson, and that is the Ryobi company.
Yes.
And their electric products, to me, are really terrific, except they can get you on the batteries.
Oh, that's where the money is.
They can get you on the battery. Yeah. Well, that's the – I never knew this, that you can't just, like – use them and let them lay around for a while because no, you can't do that because then they'll get tired or I don't know. There's some sort of battery issue.
Well, they will lack the ability to be fully charging it like an iPhone. I mean, anytime you charge and recharge.
Yeah, but they also can burn out where you can't charge them anymore. Yeah, Are you familiar with that, Josh?
Yeah, yeah. And you don't want to leave them just on the charger because then they can inflate.
That's it. That's what I did. I did with one of them. I left it in the charger, and I thought, you know, it's like got an automatic cutoff valve, and what, they inflate?
Well, yes.
And they float away.
Yeah, the battery will expand, and that's bad. That's a fire hazard.
You mean like the actual plastic will
uncompress? The interior will push out.
Oh, an exploding battery is a bad idea.
So you're telling me that...
Not just from leaving them on overnight, just in
like
general,
for a long
if you
time.
Leave it on for a long like. Years.
So if you remove the battery from the charger, it's okay though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So the game is to charge it fully and always remove it from. I gotta run out and do that like in 5 seconds.
And do not throw it in your fire pit.
No, that won't work.
No,
But I love the I love the Ryobi products. I think they're cheaper than a lot of them. And
what do you have? I know I have a drill and I have a saw from Ryobi.
I recently went bottom of the barrel for the saw when they were building their pitcher's mound.
Yeah.
And I bought a skill saw.
That, you know what? Although you probably saved a few bucks, Skill is a good brand.
Yeah, $64 for that.
Still around. Was it a circular saw?
Circular saw. And, you know, now that the pitcher's mound is complete, I probably won't need it unless I'm going to be dismembering a body, which would be, you know. And I don't know how good that would work, that circular saw, you know, with the larger limbs.
That is the actual sound of an inflating Ryobi battery.
Josh?
Yes?
Have you recovered from the big day yesterday with the trading deadline and your depression over losing your starting catcher?
Yeah, you guys came in sort of hot today before we hit record. You need to give me a thumbnail of what went on after the show, so me and the listeners, so we both can follow along.
I'll start. Josh and I got into a fist fight. I drove up to St. Augustine.
Worth it.
It was, Josh was upset because the Orioles traded away one of his favorite players.
Right, right.
And I was excited because the Red Sox got a good player. And then, I don't know where I got it from. Somebody was talking to me about, it might have been at my kids' hitting lesson where one of the dads, somebody said that, well, enjoy baseball while you can.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, or I even heard it on one of the shows that was talking about the trading deadline.
You need to expand. I mean, the sport is not going away. No, is it?
Yeah, there might be a lockout.
There's lockout talk for next year.
Oh, for next year.
Yeah, for next year.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like that. And I think that might be part of the Red Sox thinking of let's go all in this year.
Really?
It might be because so the way that the deal is, the union and it's time to renegotiate the union and the baseball deal. And there's concern because the union wants a salary cap and the players don't because they want to make more money. So the more the Dodgers spend money, the Dodgers are in a different world than anyone else now because they're in the largest market for TV market in the country. Plus, they have the entire Japan television market. So they have boatloads of money.
So the strategy behind a salary cap is to make it levels the playing field for everybody.
Right. The idea is you set a top limit and you set a bottom limit that you must spend.
Okay. And in the NFL, they have had a salary cap for years and years. And in the NFL, it is the chess game of how you manage your salary cap. And it actually has become a significant part of the game itself. And I think it would do that for baseball, which, you know, I'm on team ownership as far as that's concerned.
I am as well. I see a lot of people now suddenly defending the Dodgers and saying, well, it's not the Dodgers' fault that they spent all this money. All the other owners should as well.
No, but I don't think that works.
Most teams can't afford that money.
Absolutely can't afford it.
Right.
And you want to have any professional national sport, you want to have parity across the board. Agreed. So that you have more competition and you have more interesting situations.
I think one of the coolest things that the NFL does is their rules committee after the end of every season. So the rules fluctuate slightly every year.
Right.
For if defense is overpowering offenses, you adjust the rules a little bit and you try to get that parity in the game.
Right.
I think I've been arguing for a few months now that the best thing that might happen to baseball is for the Dodgers to win the World Series again this year. Because I don't know how as a player you can argue against a salary cap when one team buys the World Series 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no fun, and it takes fun away from everybody else. And the whole thing, the thing that's great about watching a team and rooting for a particular team, especially if you're in a small market, you've got, if there's parity, everybody's always got a shot, and I think that's the way it ought to be.
Just from an outsider looking in, it's a great strategy factor to any sport.
And you shouldn't have the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers and the moneyed teams, you know, always doing it, and the Philadelphia Phillies. It ought to be, you know, the smaller market teams.
Now, part of that is where TV deals and TV rights, where TV rights in the NFL is owned by the NFL and split among
all
the teams.
Right.
In Major League Baseball, every team owns their own TV rights. And that is why we have blackout issues. That's why we have one team making so much more money. So there's some stuff on the ownership side that Major League Baseball has to straighten out with TV rights, especially as we move into streaming rights. It's a chance to adjust it.
Josh, I'm curious. You've been to more baseball parks than Mike, I think. Have you ever seen a game at Dodger Stadium?
I have not.
Okay, I'm just curious if the presentation there is indicative of the amount of money they have.
No, I mean, no, it's not.
I was going to say that it all goes to players. It's not.
Yeah. No, it is simply, as Josh mentioned before, Rob, what it is you've got the Japanese market and the United and the Los Angeles market, the massive television markets, and that's what they have. And I think that if you, let me see. Rolando says I should be a guest on Josh's baseball podcast. I worry about that because I feel like if I am in an environment where it's really, really sports, that I don't feel like I meet that bar. Now, I remember when we were flipping the sports and we were all losing our jobs at WJFK, I thought that maybe I could pull it off because we'd done a lot of... not fake it as much as just get by with what, you know, I would never pretend I knew more than I did. If I had to do that, get me out of that racket.
You could do the show prep to know.
Yeah. Surprise. It just would kill me to do it. I don't think I would want to be that shallow.
But if you just went in.
And when I say shallow, I mean have that limited window. The fact of being an inch deep and a mile wide is what I like doing.
But if you went into Josh's podcast knowing that you're just going to complain about one topic, the Red Sox, mm-hmm. and Mike's you could absolutely, you could do 25 minutes on that.
I'm not allowed?
No, no. Because you're a Red Sox fan. I'm going to invite you over to gloat that you've got Adley Rutschman now?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I didn't realize there was no invitation.
No, I get it.
It's a rivalry. I'll tell you, 24 hours now after the Adley move, it sucks to lose Adley, but I can't believe what the Red Sox gave us.
Yeah, they gave you like Carlos Narvaez, who is a major league catcher.
They gave you your top six prospects?
Three of the top six prospects, including, I think, like the number two prospect, who's a pitcher. Yes. And, the win now thing, it's always the case.
Right.
You mm-hmm. never, ever know. The Red Sox never know. I mean, Marcelo Meyer, one of their top prospects, was traded to the San Francisco Giants for a reliever. You never know with prospects, and you know we'll see what happens down the road. So you've changed your tune a little bit, eh?
I am still annoyed, but I also understand how baseball works now, and I feel that I am lucky that I got to grow up with like my entire childhood Cal Ripken being on the Orioles. Kids don't get to do that anymore.
No, they
don't get your hometown hero anymore. So,
and I think when we talk about, just to button up the whole thing about the salary cap in baseball, do you see a scenario where that would go through, where they would have that next year?
I think it's going to go through. The question is, will they figure out a deal to make it go through before a lockout? Or if it's going to have to be solved during a lockout is the question.
I hope not. Baseball doesn't need
it. Do you think they will ever pool the TV rights?
They need to pool TV rights because that was a huge deal for the Orioles when the Nationals came to town because they lost half their TV rights by splitting the market up. But it's also, they've got to figure out deferred contracts. Starting in 2028, the Dodgers start paying $1 billion a year on deferred contracts.
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
But on the bright side, the Orioles are still getting $25,000 a year from Channel 2.
It's very exciting.
It is, and there that keeps the Oriole boat afloat.
Give that fat a contract. Anyway, we will continue this discussion next year. That's how long we're going to wait to talk about the lockout. It's baseball. And by the way, if you want to check out Josh's podcast, you're still doing it. Did you knock one out last night with your anger,
you wait? No, we decided let's give it some time, and we're going to do it tomorrow.
That almost sounded like he might have had a few drinks.
You have mellowed, and now you think that perhaps your team got the better of the deal.
I think we got the better of the deal. I think both teams screwed up.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you win the World Series, it's not a screw-up.
But, I mean, if it is the trade was just between the two teams, right? It only involved the Red Sox.
Oh, it's
somebody has to someone has to come out ahead.
No, it doesn't. They can both lose. No. All these prospects could be crap,
okay,
and there could be a lockout next season, so they really only had Adley for a few months.
Or, like some of the analysts have said, they're both winners.
That's the worst.
I know. I hate that, too.
That would be the tack that Mike takes if he goes on Section 336. Why can't we both be winners?
I love both teams.
I just like the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm telling you, Matt loves this trade because of the value the O's got. Yeah.
That might be the first time a listener has called your brother cheap. Yeah, that's a big step.
Save $30 million in one move.
All right. We've got tidbits coming up here. And then later on, Rob has some breaking McDonald's news.
Red hot.
And we have breaking auction news. As a matter of fact, there's breaking news all over this show today. Yeah. But next regular news, we're going to do the tidbits right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Do you like movies? Sure you do. Who doesn't? But do you feel that you need to bone up on your knowledge of classic motion pictures? You want to fix that? But where do you start? The fix is Hicks Nick Sticks Picks, the podcast about Rob's movies. Every week, join our own Josh Soroka as he watches a classic movie hand-selected by his co-host Rob Spiewak. Rob tries to convince Josh why the movie is great, and sometimes he succeeds, but not always. So, whether it's a comedy, a horror, a western, a musical, color, or black and white, watch the movie in advance and listen in. You might learn something. You might disagree, but you will enjoy yourself. So, treat yourself. Become a Hicks Nick Sticks Pixie. Just visit HicksNicksStixPicks.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend, subscribe, give it 5 stars, buy a billboard, hand out flyers, do all the things. By the way, the name is great. Hicks Nicks Sticks Picks. Sure. Sure
it is. The name is great.
All right, hit the music. We're ready to go with the tidbits, ladies and gentlemen. La, 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 la. If you have been keeping an eye on Wall Street today, you will know that Palantir's AI boom continues. Palantir is having another huge day on Wall Street after reporting stronger than expected earnings driven by massive demand for its artificial intelligence software.
Oh, I thought they were a morning show.
Palantir.
I'm Pal.
I'm Tier.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The earnings are driven by the demand. The company raised its forecast for the rest of the year as both government agencies and private companies continue to pour money into AI. The stock jumped double digits, adding billions to the company's value in just a few hours. It is another sign that investors believe the AI gold rush is far from over. I'm in that camp as well. Even as some analysts warn that expectations may be getting too high. I don't think so yet. I think it's fine to get excited about AI because I think there's a lot to come and we haven't scratched the surface
I mean,
yet.
Almost every day, Josh will tell me about or even I will discover something that AI can do that's mind-blowing to me. And until that stops, I think it's going to continue being a big deal.
But the super high expectation is that it'll replace our jobs. And that will be useless.
I'm not even sure whether that's true anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's true.
Yeah. I hired an AI plumber to fix my shower.
Yeah, it was great. And now it's, you know, it's you hardly strain your arm when you're turning it right to left.
Hardly.
You know, I don't know any real hackers. Do you guys know any guys that, like, really do that, hack computer systems a lot?
The only one that was close was Ponyboy, and he could do it, but he used his powers for good. So that's the only one.
The annual Black Hat Cybersecurity Conference is underway in Las Vegas. That brings together thousands of security experts, government officials, and so-called ethical hackers.
White hatters is what they call them.
The white hatters. This year's focus, of course, there it is again, is AI. Demonstrations show how AI can help both defend against cyber attacks and create more sophisticated ones. So it's both sides, of course. Attendees are also testing new expert software targeting smart devices, cars, and corporate networks. The good news is that most of these flaws are reported to manufacturers before criminals can take advantage of them. So if you're a hacker, get on a plane and go out to Vegas. I'm sure that's a nerd fest.
Like most Las Vegas conventions, it'll close when they vote and select the best scene of a threesome, as they do with all of the conventions out there. Like
Have you guys heard about, they call them gate lice? Is that a typo or is that a real thing? It says here, airlines are cracking down on gate lice. If you have ever flown, you know the people who crowd the gate the second boarding is announced, even though they're in a group that's like way down the line, like group nine.
Right.
I think, that would be appropriate calling them
gate lice.
Of course,
I actually kind of like that.
Airlines are now getting tougher on these gate lice with new boarding systems that won't allow passengers to scan their passes until their group is actually called. Well, I thought they do that already.
No,
you can get through.
If
you have the guts to break the rules, you can get in.
But a guy's standing there checking your boarding pass.
No, they scan your boarding pass, and they don't want to stand up to you because they don't want to cause an altercation. So
and they just
let
want
you through.
They want it fast. Absolutely.
So if they're boarding group three and I'm in group five, and I go up there and just jump in the line, all right. Well, then let me talk about what they do. They have new boarding systems. They won't allow passengers to scan their passes until their group is actually called. So it's just a tweak of the computer. Right?
That's all. Yeah,
it's letting the computer say no because the person working there is scared to say no.
Maybe they should do a thing where when let me see, I think I've got the sound for it, that as soon as somebody scans the wrong thing, you hear this. Ma'am, step away. I step out of the line.
I think just instantly void your pass.
Yeah, on Southwest they just don't let you fly. Get out.
That would be fun.
You have absolutely ruined your chance. Goodbye.
The goal is to reduce chaos, speed up boarding, and give everyone a little more breathing room.
I like chaos.
I cannot stand two things, and I was going to do this in the regular show.
All right.
But I'll mention it now. Standing. When you are in group number 6 or 7 or 8, like it really matters if you're in boarding group 5
yeah.
or 4, that you're standing out there on the walkway getting ready.
When they put out the, I guess they're called stanchions, but they don't have velvet robes. They have like a seatbelt thing that where they can make the lanes.
Right. Exactly.
The people will stand at the end of the stanchion,
yep,
like 45 degrees to it. Just waiting to pop in like the lice they are.
Waiting a half hour.
And you are not going to benefit yourself. Mm-hmm. Stop
it. That's why I liked when Southwest would give you a specific number.
Yeah.
So then you'd get in the proper order down to the person.
Yeah, I think
Mike always got the number 10.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, I'm 10.
The big question is whether people will finally stop hovering or just hover further away. I think hovering is, to me, the number one pet peeve I have in an airport. People standing, waiting to board when they're not in the right group, and people who stand on the airplane, especially if it's a larger 737, and you are at the gate, and there's someone standing in the aisle when there is absolutely no reason to get up yet. They haven't even started moving at the front. And I usually, nowadays, when I fly, get those choice locations, like seat 34 or 35.
So close to the bathroom. That's
big
a great
fun.
Seat.
Oh, big,
my
big
favorite
fun.
Ones are the people that stand that have middle seats. Mm-hmm. So the minute that you're allowed to turn your cell phone on, you get bung.
Yep.
They stand up in a middle seat, but they have to hunker down. Mm-hmm. But they're still standing because that is going to get them out of there faster somehow.
The people behind me trying to get off the plane faster bothers me so much that on a flight last week, I just jumped out into the aisle in front of a guy and he almost took me out.
Because he was hot to trot?
He was pushing down the aisle to get out first. And I just jumped in front of him and then stopped to grab my bag and he was ready to knock me over.
Have you ever given them crap? I have. When they're like really pushy, I say, obviously, it's very, very important for you to get off this plane right now. Would you like me to step aside?
I would pay money to see you really do that.
I've done it.
I would love to do it. You
I
really
have done it,
that?
No, yes.
I just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Just move
You've
slower.
Never done it with me. I've never seen you do it. Well, have you ever done it on one of our flights?
No, well, most of the times when we used to fly, Mike, we were seated apart.
Yeah, that was a good contract.
No, I've done it. That. I've also done it at people that bitch about lines in banks. I said, would you like my spot in line? Because obviously it's very important you get your banking
Would
done.
That make you happier? Huh?
Yeah.
Would
mm-hmm.
it? All right, so college football's arms race is getting bigger. I don't know why this showed up on my feed, but the Notre Dame Football Operations Center.
Yeah.
I got the whole tour of this. Oh, my God. To think that a higher education institution.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They showed every room. They've got theaters. They have massage chairs. They mm-hmm. have they have every possible amenity you could have. They've got a full-fledged cafeteria. It's the Notre Dame brand new football operations center that cost more than $100 million.
Well, yeah, they also have a college there, I hear.
Right.
I don't know.
Say, Josh?
When you don't have to pay the players.
Yeah,
I know now they are starting to pay the players, but it's ridiculous.
Cutting-edge training equipment, virtual reality film rooms, sports science labs, recovery centers, luxury player amenities. Another example of how the top college programs are spending at an NFL level to attract recruits in the NIL era. Some fans are wondering whether these schools are still universities or just professional teams that happen to hold classes.
They're
stunning.
NFL prep organizations.
Yeah. They are. They really are.
The VCU football program was a color television in the lounge because we had none football team.
And torn chairs.
Horrible torn chairs that sat low.
And they were vinyl. That's the way they go. All right. Coffee. Americans are getting pickier about their coffee. A new survey shows that people are spending more money than ever on their daily coffee. Well, I mean, I got my birthday present was a really nice coffee maker, mm-hmm. but I'm not, it's because I don't want to go out and spend more. But anyway, let me finish the story.
Please.
They're also becoming much more particular about what they order. Cold brew, nitro, oat milk, flavored creamers, customized drinks. They have turned what used to be a $2 cup of coffee into a $7 or $8 daily habit, if that,
yeah.
sometimes more. Financial experts say that morning coffee may be one of the most common little luxuries that people refuse to give up, even when they're trying to save money. You know, it doesn't matter. What's the most you would pay for a cup of coffee? I don't pay attention enough to it when I'm getting a cup.
People just get it. I go to Wawa occasionally, and they have an anal brew that's very good.
Delish. Have you been to Cali Coffee? Have you been to that one?
I have not.
Cali Coffee. Really?
Is it regional down there?
I don't know. It's called Cali Coffee, and Michael wanted to go. That's a tell right away. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's got all the foo-foo, cold foam, sweet vanilla, mango, blah, blah that they have.
Was your dad one of the generation that lived on coffee? Was he a big coffee drinker?
I don't remember him being a big... I mean, they always had it. It just wasn't that big a deal back then. It was more like, give me a cup of coffee. I got to go to work.
My grandfather would drink probably 12 to 15 cups a day. And at work, he would drink Taster's Choice, the worst. Mm-hmm. Just horrible.
That was in my house at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that commercial, not commercial, but the TV show when, what's his name? The New York Public Library guy that's on Seinfeld, Bookman.
He's the detective,
you know.
Yeah.
It's freeze-dried crystals. It stays on your shelf. You get it done, you have a cup of coffee. It's freeze-dried. A Florida man trying to escape deputies. Yes, they've done it again. It's another running Florida man.
Yeah.
He decided his best chance of avoiding arrest was not to climb under a bed like he did yesterday. Not the same guy.
I remember that he played Marvin Gaye under the bed, yes.
This guy climbed inside a porta-potty at a construction site. Hi, this is Steve-O. The plan worked for approximately 2 minutes. Deputies found him, swung open the door, and ended the chase without incident. Imagine the shame of having to tell your cellmate, they got me in a porta-john. On the bright side, he'll probably never complain about the smell of jail again. Florida, it's what's for dinner. There you go, everybody.
So disgusting.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Rob's got some stuff coming up here in a second, but I want you to remember that you don't look forward to your annual physical. I don't think anybody does, because everyone is always nervous what the doctor might find. Here's a name that you need to remember. It's called Field of Greens. We gave some of this away on the auction. We had you bid on it. What you do before the appointment matters. So before your next checkup, make the one health change that your doctor should notice or your money back. Make it Field of Greens. Doctors today look beyond your calendar age. They look at your biological age, how healthy your cells and vital organs are. Field of Greens was designed with that in mind. Each fruit, vegetable in Field of Greens is doctor selected to support your cells, heart, lungs, kidneys, and healthy weight. In fact, a university study found that participants who only added Field of Greens to their day saw measurable improvements in key health markers. Just one change changed everything. That's why Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back.
Awesome.
They are putting up the money. That is an amazing guarantee. Go to your next physical confident. One scoop once a day. Done. We all have Field of Greens in our house, and we can't wait to see the results. Make Field of Greens your one smart change this year. Check out the university study and get 20% off at fogchicks.com. Promo code TMOS. That's fogchicks.com. Chicks.com, promo code TMOS, Field of Greens. All right, so before we get to Rob's McDonald's information,
right.
I need to get the breaking auction news, because I know nothing about this that you two were discussing. Please tell me what
this happened last night. Remember how you were making sport of the fact that you were going to have your one-on-one dinner with a lady, and Josh is going to have his one-on-one dinner with a lady,
uh-huh.
and Carla is going to have her one-on-one dinner with a man, and I was going to have mine with a man as well.
Right.
My winner, his name was Mike Young, and I got a message from him last night on Facebook. Remember when we jokingly said that people that bought the one-on-one dinners, I hope they're on the cruise, because that's where it is. Here's a letter from Mike, and here's what he writes. Dear, good evening, Rob. I won the dinner with you the other night on the auction. And with that, I must say I am that big of an idiot because I did not realize that this was for the cruise.
Yeah, mobber.
Yeah, maybe it was the Soul Gummy and a couple of cocktails. Unfortunately, I cannot make the cruise as I just can't make it in my schedule right now.
Mm-hmm.
So please consider it as a donation to your excellent show.
Wow.
Listener since 1993.
How nice is that?
33 years. So I guess you don't have to have dinner with a complete stranger. So in the end, I'm really sorry if I've inconvenienced anyone, especially you. And best regards from Fenwick Island, Delaware, Mike Young. So,
are we able to kick it down to the next bidder?
Well, instead, Rob is having him over for dinner.
I'm not having him over for dinner, Josh.
No, we could do that. We could go back to the next one. But I thought instead, what if we turned his auction back on Monday and let it run for next week of shows?
The whole week?
The whole week.
I'd love to do that. So yeah. I think it'd be something fun to watch on Monday.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find a couple other things we put up there and it just runs Monday to Thursday.
I think that's out of the show. Yeah.
For Rob's dinner.
Yeah.
For Rob's dinner.
I think that would be a wonderful idea. And, I had such a great time with that auction. I think this would continue the auction joy into next week. I think that would be an absolute blast. And what a nice thing that listener did for the show.
Mike, I mean, take that money and run. You've been listening forever, and thank you for your generosity. That's very cool of you.
Mm-hmm.
Monday we will announce that. And if we have any other items to throw in there, just tune in on Monday as we, as you said, Mike, the auction. Joy continues.
I loved it. I had such a great time.
It was fun.
Sorry about that, idiot. Anyway.
Hey!
McDonald's news. Rob Spiewak wanted to talk about this for a couple of days. We haven't gotten to it yet. I don't know anything about it, and that's my favorite kind of thing when I don't know what's going on.
I seen it on the TikTok, Mike. You ever look at the TikTok?
I do.
They got these short videos. They're wild.
Yeah, it's really something brand new. It's like when you go into a bar and say, I'm going to have one of those new light beers from Miller.
But this is something that is oppressive to me. But then I thought about it and I said, I kind of used to do this in a way. But this has gotten so much traction that it was in the New York Post. This is the new trend for dining at McDonald's.
Quadruple cheeseburger and Coke. So many people have been tagging me on TikTok trying this combo, and it's actually making me so happy.
So what she has done, Mike, ordered two double cheeseburgers and assembled it to a quadruple cheeseburger, and she's dipping it in a Coke before she eats it. Let's go back to the videotape.
Mmm.
Ugh.
I've reposted all of them, but if you go through them, you'll notice that everyone actually likes it.
Everyone does, Mike. We're doomed.
No.
And I'm loving all the comments on my videos. They're so funny.
Decent things.
You're right. It's ruining the burger and it's ruining the
Coke. You know, though, I will tell you, she knows how to go viral.
People thinking I'm lying about it being good, and also the comments saying like you'll do anything for views because I'm going to share receipts.
Yeah, well, Mike, she's no secret. She's no stranger to viruses. That's why
I like her though. I like her because she's gross, but she knows she's gross, and she's eating gross, and it's
the slurping. The sound of the ice cubes is disgusting. But the only thing.
Am I the only one who says yes? It's gross, but she. She's just short of being like turn away gross. She's almost making you want to watch her again. At least that's what I think.
She makes me mad. That's why I stayed with it.
Yeah. She is one step further than the Frosty and Fries people because that also grosses me out.
That grosses me out as well.
I can understand that. But here is where.
Can you play it from the top, please?
I can. From the top, please.
From the top.
Okay. Yum.
It's quadruple here she cheeseburger goes. And Coke. So many people have been tagging me on TikTok trying this combo, and
watch
it's actually
her eat
making
it.
Me so happy.
Ugh.
She does a little slurp of the Coke when she's taking
the
bite.
Sure she does.
I want to see if she does that again. Listen.
Yep.
Yeah, she's sucking the Coke out of the bread.
I reposted all of them, but if you go through them, you'll notice.
Mike, she's sucking the Coke
I like
out
her.
Of the bread.
So I like her. Likes it.
I like it. She's so confident.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I like that it's like in my spot, too. There's
I'm
Mike.
All the comments on my
There's
videos.
Mike
They're
turning
so
into a woman.
No, yeah. Good screen cap.
Now, we don't need to try that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
I was told, I remember as a kid, I used to take a sip of whatever I was drinking, milk or water, lemonade, whatever it was, while I was chewing my food. And it was, I don't know who got upset or said that's not right.
But hold on, you did what?
That's way different.
I would take a bite of food, and while I was chewing, I would take a sip of something.
Ooh, that's like completely normal.
Yeah, that's okay. So you don't choke.
That's washing down food.
Well, I mean, but to do it habitually and on every bite, I don't think that is quite normal.
I probably, when I have a I am truly challenged to have a sit-down dinner or lunch or whatever and not have a beverage to wash it down. Why? With a big green straw. No. No, not booze.
A soft drink, yes.
Yeah.
No, you know, what about the cheeseburger in booze?
Yeah. Dipping your cheeseburger in like some
Irish whiskey. Fisher says Rob's working milk drink.
Is it? Well, yeah.
That's funny.
She's right.
The working milk, that's the working half gallon.
Now, why are you guys both put off by a Frosty with fries when you've got sweet and savory going on?
The same reason we tried it here on the show.
And it was
horrible when we did the Kit Kats and ketchup.
I don't like
that. Was bad.
I don't like sweet savory. I don't like it at all. But I would be willing.
What about honey mustard?
I don't like honey mustard.
Okay.
I hate honey
mustard. To me, honey mustard is just one notch below ranch as a condiment for the idiot.
I love honey mustard.
Of course you do. All right,
I don't like ranch.
What's that?
I don't like ranch.
Good.
Congratulations.
Ranch is a big dividing line for me.
All right, and is the Colonel Sanders under this umbrella too? Do you want to get that out of the way?
The Colonel Sanders, I was really just an excuse to play his tape. But,
okay,
They just finished the Colonel Sanders auction, Mike, and I wanted to tell you some of the items that they sold that belonged to Colonel Harlan Sanders. For example, someone paid $8,000 for his tie. Someone paid $900 for his monogrammed New Testament. Someone paid $2,250 for his cufflinks. I mean, these are all genuine things that the Colonel had, and they were it was a big seller. Would you want anything from the Colonel?
No.
No. I have one thing that I would want from the Colonel.
You know, Kirk McEwen and I, when we did that, we went to one Halloween party in the year that we worked together before we got formatted out.
Yeah.
Well, there was only one Halloween.
There was only one Halloween during that year. Yes, yeah. I get that. And that was the year that I went as Colonel Sanders and Kirk went as Uncle Ben. And I still thought it was a pretty damn funny thing that we did. Wow. We really did. We had a good
this
time.
This Halloween, I'm going to go as a cheeseburger and Josh is going to go as a Coke.
I would probably run to that taste test. Although the hassle of doing it and bringing it in here and the calories, I'm going to get it. Does she get a double cheeseburger or does she put two cheeseburgers
she
together?
She puts two doubles together. It's a quadruple cheeseburger.
Okay. Now,
that's the start. I don't like the double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
The regular double?
Like a perfect ratio of everything.
It's too much grease.
Yeah. It's a lot of grease.
Well, by the way, how is your gallbladder?
Not so great.
Okay, right. So the grease is a problem. Yes. I know, Mike, that most people have trouble with their gallbladder. Most folks.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Colonel Sanders.
I found a way to cook extra grease. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger licking good.
Right? Wow. Better scratch that out.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down. Get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. And I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chick crust. Yet it's entirely different.
All right, that's all we have time for right now. That's it. We got to move along. And when we come back, we're going to have fun with the comments. We're going to have fun with the people that are commenting on YouTube on our channel today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's nickname time.
Oh, good.
It's nickname time. And we are going to do that when we come back. It should be a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. So, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I killed my commercials. And I didn't get a... Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did.
Would you like me to take care of this commercial break?
Yes, please do. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
This is going to be great.
Some of the greatest things in history have come from great pairings, but none of them can compare to the newest partnership that's the talk of the town, also the county. It's the one you've been waiting for, the Mike O'Meara Show and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's your chance to try the award-winning Jot Hot Wing Sauce. It's easy to bring the great taste of Jimmy's to your own home, no matter where you live. Just go to jimmystavern.com and click on Jot Wing Sauce to order a bottle of the world's best buffalo wing sauce. You can also click the link at tmospodcast.com. Jot Hot pairs perfectly with anything and everything. May we recommend wings? Celery, blue cheese, an ice cold beverage. It's like having Jimmy in your own home. Well, maybe. Coloring book not included. Even better, you can support the show and save a dollar when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. All hail the king of the wings. Go to jimmystavern.com and stock up. Support Jimmy, support us. It'll be okay. And remember, please sauce responsibly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk nicknames. Let's do it. Let's do it. First of all, this whole story, the idea of bringing the people on the comment, on the comments into this was kind of a last minute thing. But I did want to start out by having a discussion as to whether or not either one of you, myself included, ever had a nickname that you were either fond of, embarrassed by, used that you didn't think it should be used in your lifetime. Was there ever a period of time where people referred to you by a nickname?
I was throughout most, well, all of high school and even before, just referred to as Spiewak. Hey, Spiewak. Hey, Spiewak. It didn't bother me. I thought that was okay. It was easy. I think it was a more direct and a more recognizable name than Rob. So that was the main one that I can think of.
That was it. That was it. No other. That kind of follows that you wouldn't
have one. Oh, I'm fat ass.
No, but you probably, you didn't travel in nickname. Nicknames are a big deal in sports circles.
And you're pretty good at handing them out. You always have been.
I do nicknames pretty well. Did you ever have any?
No, just like Rob, just last name, Stroka. It's also common when you have a name that's not common. Where it's easy just to use the last name because it doesn't overlap.
Mm-hmm. I had, sorry I'm chewing my ice, but that's I got a big piece of ice and I didn't realize it.
Does it have a hunk of cheeseburger on it?
No, it doesn't. Excuse me. Spike. During high school, I know Brad Spike? Peters. Spike. Spike was referred. Why? It was like Mike Spike. Mike Spike. That's
Mike
how
does
it happened.
Spike. Okay.
It was just Spike, and I know, I went home for a reunion.
Was your hair up?
Years. No, it wasn't, but it was Spike, and it made me laugh because I'd completely forgotten it. The other one it probably coincided with being a real uncle because it happened when I was at American University. But Jeff Newman, the old producer for Donnie Simpson and a guy that's been in media circles for a long time. I was, he never referred to me as anything. And you'll hear Tony Perkins call me by the same name, Uncle Mike.
Yeah.
I was known, and Goldie would call me Uncle Mike, too. I had that one that was
I was reminded by someone in the chat room, one that we actually mentioned at the auction, P.D. Sway reminded me, I was called Head. Or the Head, mostly in our New York days with the Michael and the Donna Mike show. I never mind it, but because I have a huge head, I truly do. Yeah,
head is good.
And also, when I was misbehaving, my father called me Ace. Nice going, Ace. And I hated Ace because that indicated something was wrong.
Let me see. Now, is somebody saying earlobes? That would be me because I've got the biggest earlobes of anybody on the show.
Yeah,
I'm not
probably sure
if that's what people are doing. But you had Bobo. That was one
didn't
that was
care
used.
For that. Yeah.
You had Bobo. You had Wadhams. That was.
Yeah. And that's fine because, again, that's just my name. That's no biggie.
I want now. So I don't know. East West Creations, please specify, you know, they're all giving you. Why have they jumped on Rob? Why are they all jumped on Rob now? Lips. It can't be earlobes. Is it earlobes for him? Oh, powder. You were referred to as powder.
That's
at one
true.
Point.
That is true. But although the original powder was Jimmy the intern because he had no pigment at all. God,
they are just flying right now.
Yeah.
Paxel Rose.
Oh, that was, I forgot that your name on your bowling shirt was Pax. Well, there was Pax and a Paxel shirt.
I was Paxel, named after my antidepressant that never really worked. Except in its
or
ability
did it.
To. No, it did one thing well. It prevented me from, you know, the moment. Of,
it prolonged the moment.
Of great. Yeah, like to the point of no moment.
Exactly.
That's the way. All right, here we go. Before we get done with this, we only have a couple of seconds here. We're going to start chat group. I'm going to discipline you. We're going to start with Josh Soroka. We need a nickname for Josh. It might stick. It might just be for this show. You never know. So the nickname for Spike would be a good one with his hair. Spike would be pretty good for Josh Soroka.
While we wait for the Josh stuff to roll in, does Carla have a nickname for you?
Not really.
Or just for Rob.
Not really.
Well, yeah. She does a dork is what she calls
Carla
me.
Carla doesn't do nicknames because she mocks me in many other ways.
Carrie, you know, for now 30 plus years, has called me dummy.
Scarecrow, that's one.
I like that.
Slick. Wild boy. Wild boy Soroka.
Yeah.
Okay. Butch. He butches up the show. That's so funny with the two
queens. He doesn't look like a butch, though. I don't think he looks like a butch.
Godcast.
That's good.
All right. Hold on. Bird. Oh, Bird works.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah, right. Because of his tall, thin stature. Yeah.
Liver neck.
And why Earl? Jeff B., try harder. Earl's no good.
That's funny. Jeff B. is funny with Earl. Spike Ranch Eater.
No, he doesn't like ranch.
Yeah, I don't like ranch.
Disney Diver. Yeah. Stick. Liver neck is pretty good, but we're not going to give you that one. No. Gall. I'm not sure what that one's all about.
That's my gallbladder would be.
Oh, your gallbladder. Okay.
Well, you don't want to use the adjective. Call him bladder. Hey,
Stallion,
bladder.
Weaver. Yeah. Let's see. Mike's nickname for Josh is Big Spender.
No, we're Matt. Matt's
nickname for Josh is Big Spender.
That's funny. That's great.
All right. Stick's not bad. Now let's move on. We've done Bobo before, but let's move on to me.
Right.
I would love to get a nickname on this show. We'll vote on these after the show, and then we will never use them again.
Of course.
If you're keeping track of how we're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen, Slenderman, no.
Slenderman, no.
No, let's see. Tesla, we're still on
Josh.
They're
still on me.
They're still on you.
If I had to come up with a nickname for you, Mike, I might go with Irish. Hey, Irish. Yeah.
Irish, okay. Yeah, kind of like a Captain Phillips thing. Right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, Irish.
I'd go with old man.
Can I give you the one that my son gives me, Josh?
Yeah.
Unk.
Oh, that's insulting.
That's more out of touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still an old person.
Yeah, it is.
Mike Old Mara. Or Rubberneck. These are good. I like it. Pops. Poopy Pants from his childhood story. Boomer. Boomer is a golden boy. That's from the old show.
That is old one, yeah.
That one kind of sticks. Meat. That's pretty good.
Meat.
I like that. Meat. Let's see. Okay. The grandfather. They're all old. Gravy boat, lobes, earlobes, liver, sugar daddy.
I like sugar daddy.
Mike Ozempic. All right. That's enough. We're done. One last time for Rob Spiewak. So before we get out of here, let's wrap it up with Rob. By the way, the people in the commentary group,
the
people in the comments doing a fantastic job. Loush. Is that like Lush and Louse? Okay. Now for Rob Spiewak. Bobo used. He hates that one. He doesn't like that one. Thank you, though, Doug. Thanks for participating. We truly
appreciate
that. Sometimes
it's easier to just retread something that's already been done. Right, Doug?
Well, welcome to this show. God, we've been doing it for 30 years.
But I think with a more elegant spin than Doug.
The CG. What's the CG?
CG. Don't know. No. Country Gentleman?
Hernandez, explain yourself. Diesel. Oh, my God. Diesel works because he's diesel, got the diesel car.
My diesel automobile. But I would also take like that.
Shine for when you bend your head down.
Shine. That's it. We're done. All right. Thank you all. The Ambassador, Sleepy Spiewak, Professor. It goes on and on. Thank you for participating. Rob, do you have any decent video for us today?
Mike, all of it is decent, as we used to say in the 80s. That's decent.
Okay, that's decent. Thank you, Snake Lips. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara show. But first, it's hot.
Yes.
God, it's hot down here. It's damn hot. Doesn't it feel great to come inside the air conditioning? Well, if it feels good to you, just imagine how it feels.
It's too darn hot.
Think how it feels.
It's too darn hot.
Really doesn't work with a vocal.
No, we just needed to paint the picture of heat.
I understand. Imagine how it feels to all the creepy crawlers in your neighborhood. No wonder they all come inside in the summer. If you've ever dealt with a summer bug problem, you know how stressful it can be. That's why I'm glad I use Pesty. Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy, and it lasts, and it works all year long. Their custom kit takes just minutes to apply, and treatments start only $35. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, climate, and your particular type of unwelcome visitors hiding behind the fridge. We're talking over 100 kinds of pests gone. The Pesty kit comes with everything. We don't need to bore you with what it is, but sprayer, the bag, the gloves, everything, instructions, all ready to go. You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. And here's the kicker. Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Their products have been used safely in hospitals and schools nationwide. And they back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No hassle, no questions asked. Keep bugs out all summer. You just don't want them around. We hate them. Pesty will help you. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's Pesty, PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. You know, long commercials are fun to read. Long commercials you've read every day for 3 years. Those are even more fun to read, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get the video right on now.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, this comes from longtime listener Josh Stroko, or as we like to call him, Bird.
Bird.
He talked yesterday about driving Uber and that he found a video channel or a social media channel of a guy who does custom songs for his passengers before they get in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example of said guy doing one for a guy named Antonio.
Antonio, feel the air back there? Controls right here. Oh,
yeah. And remember I said this felt creepy to me?
Love has a funny way of showing up when feelings get too strong. Feelings are never right or wrong. They just hide inside too long. But how do you tell your best friend that your heart has crossed the line? That's the question in his heart that Antonio's had in mind. You try to play it cool, try to laugh it off.
Antonio's got headphones on, so he doesn't notice. But the friends notice it.
Like baby, and suddenly Antonio has changed. Antonio tried to keep it quiet, but love don't wait in line. The time when Antonio loves his best friend, the gym becomes a date. When Antonio loves his best friend, it's not weird if he's your mate. When Antonio loves his best friend, do you love me?
Oh, like you, Antonio. Antonio's a dick.
Antonio never said it out loud, but his heart already knew. Bro, love is real love. Bro, love is real love.
It's a joke, man. No, it's not a joke.
Oh, is he pissed?
He's pissed.
Yeah, get out.
What an asshole.
I've watched lots of these. Antonio's the only guy I've seen that gets pissed.
What an asshole. Antonio was an asshole, like, from the beginning with his headphones on, too,
from
right?
From the word go. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, apparently, it said in the caption that Antonio messaged the Uber driver saying, "We'll be there in a minute, just waiting on my friend to go to the gym."
Wow.
So oh, so that's what he wrote. That song. Yeah.
That is so funny. How do you not laugh? I'm laughing at it. And it's fun. First of all, he's got his dick headphones on. Yeah. And then he takes them off and he's like, what is that? And what the hell? Is it a homophobe thing? Is that what it was? Is that why he got out of the car? Come
on.
Could
be. Wow. That's maybe he doesn't like country music.
It was a good song, though.
It was fine.
Yeah,
Mike, you're not a cat guy. I'm not a cat guy. I don't think, Josh, are you a cat guy at all?
No, I'm allergic.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hope this is what I think it is.
Okay.
Because it could be, Rob doesn't check these with me. I have no idea what's going on. Is this getting the cat into the cage?
No. This is more audio oriented. This is someone who took, you know, when kittens are really small and sometimes their meow sort of combines with a purr and it almost is like a chirp, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What the guy did is he recorded the kitten, beautiful kitten, doing this, and then continued to slow it down, and it becomes more and more horrifying. The slower you play the cat noise, just watch this. You will never look at a cat.
One more.
The same way.
Give it another one.
Okay.
Give it another one.
Here, that's kitty, 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 kitty.
Come here, kitty, kitty.
Horrifying. Absolutely horrifying.
Now, the one I was going to tell you about, Rob, I watched this probably five times. It's the vets that have trouble wrangling the cats, the full-grown cats, when they're going to have, like, a procedure done.
Sure.
And cats can just tear into you. And these guys,
they wear the
gloves that are up to their elbows, and it is phenomenal.
A cat is really phenomenal. Amazing thing because it'll use three legs to divine a plane. That's how they prevent you from going in. And then they have the free claw to kill you with.
That's funny.
Because make no mistake, a cat will kill you and then eat your corpse.
Absolutely.
Just as soon as look at you.
Yes, they will.
This is really exclusively for our video viewers, and I'm okay with that, because what if everyone loves the movie Goodfellas, but it has a certain tone, and I'm not sure it would make a good sitcom. Or would it?
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. Cause all I see is a tower of dreams. Real love bursting out of every scene.
Beautiful.
Family.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That is the
best. And before people ask, that is the theme to Family Matters.
That is fantastic.
That they just inserted everything. I thought that was terrific.
I love it because, you know, it's nonstop. Everybody's out there trying to do stuff, but every now and then you get something where people hit on
it
all
lands.
Eight.
It lands.
That was absolutely landing.
Really. Now, Mike, do you have your ordinance today? Because this one could go either way.
Always. Yes.
This is, what if Eminem, who is a very talented artist, what if Eminem was Jerry Reed?
Lose Yourself by Eminem in the style of Jerry Reed.
Yay! Here comes Shady. His palms are sweaty and these weak arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweat already. Looks like it's mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks so calm and ready. Drop bombs, he buddy keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud.
Glad.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. Well, he's choking, Hal. Everybody's joking now. Clocks run out, time's up, over, blah. Snap back to reality, hope there goes gravity, hope there goes rabbit. He choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up that easy. No, he won't have it.
This is good
he knows
stuff.
His whole back
it is not bad.
It don't matter. He's dope, he knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant.
That's awesome.
He knows when he...
So that is if that happens.
What kind of microphone is he using there, Rob?
Well, let me take a look. I didn't even notice it.
That's when it's back to the lab again.
What's he got there?
That is, looks like it might be an AKG. It's some sort of condenser. I'm only seeing half of it.
Hey!
It looks like,
that's good stuff. I love
it. It looks like an AKG yoke on it. Let's close with this, Mike. So many spokespeople are associated with the products they sell. Mm-hmm. And when it's a good fit, it's a great fit. I think one of the greatest of all times was James Garner for Polaroid. Mm-hmm. He just fit. That was a great match made in heaven.
Right.
Mexican food. You want someone that you think would really enjoy Mexican food.
Okay.
So
not
why
sure
not,
where you're going with
not,
this.
But. Why not get the voice of the Chicago Cubs? We close with this. Harry right. Carey.
Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey. You know, working a ball game really makes me hungry. And when I'm hungry, I can't help but think of the great Mexican foods made with La Preferida products. Just as a home run adds excitement to a baseball game, La Preferida sauces add excitement to your meal. If you want to hit a grand slam for your team, simply serve up a tasty dish made with La Preferida food. Holy cow, what a meal.
Pretty good,
Harry,
huh?
Thank you, yeah. Harry Carey. Yeah.
And you'll notice no lettuce on that plate.
I'm not sure, Rob, if La Preferida is still in business. I'd certainly do a deep dive and find out. Maybe for tomorrow's show, we could get a La Preferida update. Wouldn't that be special? We got to get out of here. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Back in a moment, my dear. We have to, expel some urine.
And what excitement we have today.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?